being in this moment in the river. It can be easy around now on a retreat to have decided what we're kind of tired of putting up with or pushing ourselves towards or whatever. And freshness, as if it's the first day, can be interesting to play with. And at the same time, feeling if there is a sense of tiredness with something. And maybe getting interested in what really the tiredness is from. Tiredness from my own defensiveness or trying too hard, for example. Thinking something should be or shouldn't be. Believing in right or wrong and losing track of goodness, for example. So sometimes it can happen, the sound of people's breathing as they are either deeply relaxed and it sounds like they're asleep, or they might be asleep. And although these sounds are just sounds of nature, our ideas about the sound sometimes can interrupt our own connection to what's important. And of course, at the same time, if you, like me, know that you snore, taking care of posture that might make you more quiet, lying on your side or face down, for example. It's not a snoring contest, and it's also not a problem that we're exploring deep relaxation. And sometimes one is awake hearing one's own body breathing as if asleep. So not assuming about others what might be happening, but assuming responsibility for the agitation or judgment that may come up. Not in a pushy way, but in a maybe interested way. And then tuning to what is important. If there's a feeling that sound is interrupting my silence, then feeling that and then kind of swiftly shifting back to loving silence. Not breaking up with silence just because there's a little sound. If possible, as a practice. Rest is so important that we allow ourselves to really explore. And resting from an outward focus or from judgment, allowing it to go on if it goes on, but not believing in it, can be part of resting. Tuning into an intuition about posture can also be part of resting. Not just going into a habit mode. So allowing your body to organically and in an alive way be here. Enjoying even maybe the way that even a slight difference in the angle of one leg makes a difference in your inner atmosphere, perhaps. Also feeling if there is a sense of a need to feel more held. There's a kind of tendency to feel outsider or abandoned, neglected, that kind of pattern. Or overwhelmed, all over the place. Sometimes just kind of wrapping yourself a little more firmly. You can check it out as a way of communicating to the animal that we are. A sense of heldness that we're not used to being with. Or the opposite, if you tend towards binding yourself. Then maybe loosening. If possible, not to be afraid to use these really basic, simple, elemental parts of our situation to communicate to our nonverbal being. If you're feeling a little flighty, like up and out, then having maybe a little bit of a heavy cushion on you, for example, instead of thinking it's all up to you in your head to try to address that mind state, the mind state is coming out of a body-mind situation. So with kindness and playfulness and courage, being bothered, like not just thinking it shouldn't matter, I shouldn't waste time with a small adjustment to my posture, even if it might make a big difference. Like, how about it? Let's get on with it. Feeling where your hands want to be. Where your feet are comfortable or at home. Is there an angle for your head that might be gentling? Or firming? Getting a sense, if you wish, of your body as something like a body of water in the earth. Heavy, fluid, responsive, here. Letting the weight soak into the ground a little bit, if you like. Maybe having a sense of the whole entire body and space around the body even, if you like. A kind of round volume in which sensations come and go. Like waves. A whole round volume where body sensations happen. Where sounds come through. Lightly. And within your round field of experience, also getting a sense of the space beyond. And letting that be, and really being in your space. Perhaps letting your back, the back of your body, be free a little bit. And free to be slightly moved by the breathing. Like a musical instrument, that little bit of space between the bones of the back. That travels and passes up and down. A slight rocking, perhaps. And less visualizing the movements, or less interest in the images and words the mind creates to go with our experience, with your experience. Letting that commentary or cartooning of our experience that happens, letting that be like maybe clouds way up there. Reflections in the lake. Okay. Maybe having a sense of spreading out, or letting there be a little more spreading or space in some of your joints, in your skin. Letting all the parts of the body be one thing, responsive to the movements of breathing. for a few breaths, maybe really enjoying the subtle, intimate ride of the whole loop. The beginning of an out-breath. How the lifting of the diaphragm as you breathe out stretches or moves your back. And how the space in the abdomen affects the lower back as the diaphragm kind of embraces or hugs the organs of the chest. Letting yourself feel how the wave of the breath flows through the body where you feel it. And towards the end of an out-breath, how the lifted heart may affect the back. And maybe noticing, feeling, how is it for you to kind of travel to the end of an out-breath and then kind of like a river that meets a sea. There's a difference when the out-breath is over, but it's also seamless. Now it's an out-breath, and now it's not. And then the beginnings of in-breath. In a wide lake of a body resting into the ground. The head talk and versions of reality going on like clouds way up there. No problem. In a receptive way, letting yourself register what it's like just before the in-breath begins. What's it like in the tailbone? What's it like in the middle of your back? As the in-breath fills in. Perhaps enjoying the contrast that can be there as the diaphragm comes down to make room for the breath, to suck the air in. And at the same time, there can be an upward feeling, a lifting feeling. Enjoying that contrast of the diaphragm coming down and something lifting. And with the out-breath, the diaphragm coming up and something that seems to waterfall down. if you like. And if there's room today in your mind and being, while being inside the world of breathing, to recognize that it's a shared breath that we didn't invent ourselves. Like a jump rope game that we are entering for a while. Something ongoing. So feeling maybe that long lineage of life, the huge community of breath just now on the earth. And how strange that something so intimate is also so common. And continuing this way if you like, or if you prefer, shifting to using the mind and imagination to help train the mind to come back to its harmony, to its alignment, to remember alignment. Perhaps imagining yourself at the top of the room, looking down and seeing that personal, impersonal person of yourself. With that shared breath. With that deepest wish or wishes, whatever they may be. And with that sincerity. Even though we have hurt and been hurt, even though we're sophisticated and cynical, that sincerity or caring innocence or willingness, even though it doesn't really make sense. So if you relate to a sense of sincerity or innocence or willingness or wishing, like a deep secret innermost wish that maybe is more in the cells than in the head, in the goodness rather than the right and wrong. Some time for rediscovering what our body, mind, being loves or wishes for or would orient towards if we would allow it. Revisiting that sense of being up at the top of the room, seeing you whenever you like. Or imagining yourself as a child, if you like. Or imagining maybe someone here with you who you know loves and respects you. Maybe even someone you've never met, but you read their book or whatever, and you can feel they would really respectfully honor your dignity. They would connect with your worth, the treasure of you, even if you can't. How does sincerity feel in the life of your body and mind? Where does it live? Or when you say the word to yourself, what lights up or what do you feel in sensations, if anything? Or what is a better word for you? A receptivity, a willingness, even though we're hardened and defended, something that's soft or open, even however hidden. The tenderness of life is also its strength. It's glory. Or feeling in the body, if possible, what's important. What gives life that kind of spark? What makes it life? What do you love? Even if you don't believe it's possible to live that way. For a few moments, if you wish, now or another time, being naked to your own love, your own pull to your own North Star, being simple. With the fact of somewhere a yes to life, even though there are also many no's. And a little bit or a lot, just feeling, letting it register how it feels in the body. It's okay that there may be resistance to it as well. It's okay if there's not resistance to it as well. And what would it be like if you were in a mood, sort of maybe walking along on your own, lighthearted or cheerful, simple, and you were just kind of making up a song? Or a word might spring to mind, or an image. Letting something come, if possible, and receiving that as a gift, which can be hard, the first impulse usually would be to throw it away. Too silly, not in the text, or whatever. allowed to find something important, to find this important. Maybe one thing to be simple today. It doesn't mean that's the only thing ever at all times, but maybe just to start with one thing. It could be a memory, it could be a quality like peace. It could be it doesn't have a name. You just feel something around your bones. Moved by life. So in your own way. Some people are more visual, some people more auditory, so with hearing, maybe a word or note. And some people, it might come easily to feel in the body, but even if it's not so easy for you to feel it in the body, leaving room for that as a support for staying out of the head a bit more than usual, perhaps. Not imposing, discovering. What's meaningful in the sense of what feels meaningful, even if we couldn't explain what it means, but it feels substantial, important, or meaningful. Essential, good, simplifying. For example, it could be feel simplifying when I let myself really orient towards fill in the blank. It could be ease or freedom or whatever. When I let myself really arrange and orient in and towards. What's important to you? Then a lot of the usual worries are secondary, not so invasive, not worth bothering about so much. And maybe slowly getting towards your stride, your flow. Where you might gently remind yourself, oh yeah, permission to find something important. And even to enjoy letting it be important. To enjoy loving what you love. Honoring what you honor. To enjoy the alignment of that, of this. So maybe a good enough one thing for now. Traditionally, there might be a whole entire sentence, like, may I be at ease? Or may I live with peace? May I awaken to reality or in reality. That's an option if it's helpful for you, or it could be just one word, reality, or clear. For example, or home. whatever it is for you. That's good enough for now. We have all day. You can play with other qualities or responses to the questions. Immersing for now in the vibration or atmosphere, texture, frequency. Of, for example, loving peace. Or if it feels more like, well, I don't know, but I wish for peace. I would love to live with ease in all circumstances. Yes. So you can try different ways of creating a help for remembering what you love, what is important for you. What is fitting or supportive, life-sustaining. Sometimes it can be helpful to go with the rhythm of the breath, and on the in-breath to kind of tune in, to tune back into the quality as you experience it and your wish or love of that quality, of this quality. Letting it be really fresh and vivid, alive for you, or at least a little bit alive for you. Feeling your honesty. This is important. And perhaps with an out-breath, allowing or giving a sense of kind of flowing that quality, texture, fragrance, song, whatever it feels like, through all of your cells. Or perhaps through all your being, throughout your being, letting it be maybe a bigger, rounder shape in which the body exists. And distracted and coming back, starting again. Maybe allowing just a simple breath, the waves in the back of the body, the lake in the ground. And oh yeah, what's important feels like this. Letting it come alive. A little bit or a lot, whatever is happening today. It doesn't have to be a Broadway show. But you can enjoy it, really immerse in it and enjoy it fully, if that's happening today. Go for it. And perhaps naturally, or perhaps at your own suggestion, feeling if with an out-breath, the giving or flowing or spreading of this quality and texture through your being might just travel a little further. Towards everybody in this room. Why not? A little bit more as if we are cells of an organism together. And how good if everyone here would live with ease. Maybe there's enough ease to go around. Maybe none of us need to deserve it. Puppy-like, we can just receive it, be open to. May all beings in this hall live with ease. And spreading out a little further if and when you feel like it. Including whatever kind of places and creatures you feel more alive with. So it could be even the walls, the floor, or it could be grass, trees, birds, or it could be people, cats. Dog. It could be more one by one. A specific creature may come to mind, or it could be that it works better for you, just a sense of globally spreading. Letting that sort of sphere of life grow in all directions, including all of matter, or it could be more the creatures. It's all good. It doesn't have to be equally easy. And it might not be equally hard with all different people or places. Tuning in to the quality or the knowing, the recognition of what's important. And letting that, as if a substance, be vivid, and then let it give itself. Maybe staying specific with that quality, but going with your own intuition. If someone comes to mind who's not nearby, maybe going with that, allowing that, if you like. If it's not too disruptive. Spreading a little further, if you like, and as less mental and more kind of in the body, in the ecosystem, experiential as possible. Feeling where you are and feeling how where we are here is in the middle of a bigger where we are and a bigger where we are. The streams and trees and towns. The simple living going on as for millions of years, basically. The creatures in need of love, space, home. Freedom, company. Deserts, hills, sea. Human-made lines. Clouds, insects. Feeling the texture, and perhaps, if it's the case, the goodness of that texture, of what's important for you. The silkiness, or the honey, the breeze, the mountain, the smile, the smoothness, the swiftness, the stillness that you feel in touch with your experience and aspiration. Inspiration. And how good to let that be bigger and to feel company in loving that, perhaps without imposing, but like the fragrance of a flowering orange tree. Offering. Something we didn't actually make up, but receive, discover. Appreciate, enjoy, honor. And letting that, like a spring bubbling up, keep coming, filling you and coming through you to your world. And all its life. Ice and jungle. Expanse of ocean. Field factory. Creatures of the earth. The many unnamed. Creatures of soil, creatures of water. Creatures of air. Creatures that wish towards safety and thriving. Like you. Feeling your own sincerity again, perhaps. Tenderness, willingness to receive or be in touch with what's important. To be in alignment with that wish and that quality. Like a coming home, as well as a leaving behind the comfort zone at the same time, taking flight and coming home. Letting go and receiving. And just allowing the generosity of that alignment, that yes, that acknowledgement of what's precious. Beyond measure. What talks to you in your innermost places? Perhaps coming again really intimate with yourself. And then feeling how that self is interwoven with that world. Being really present with a receptivity in yourself for that quality and texture of what you love, what you honor. And through that fullness, perhaps playing with also resonating with the kind of wholeness of the web of life, of our planet, our community of life, just in this instant, right now. We can imagine it, but it's also true. May there be peace. May there be ease in all circumstances. May the heart sing. With ease. No matter what. And perhaps in the last couple of minutes, if you like, kind of spreading even beyond our planet and even beyond what we could imagine might exist. All of that, all of this, may there be ease. Throughout your being and through your being and mind to whatever there is. Known and mostly unknown. May there be ease. And perhaps for a few moments, just resting, dropping the whole exercise for a while. What happens? When you drop it. We just leave the silence and save questions for that evening.